Good afternoon and welcome to Our Savior's Radio Show. I am Chrissy Mason, the ministry coordinator here at Our Savior's, and I'm joined by
Amy Lang, and I'm the youth and family director here at Our Savior's.
And the pastors are on vacation this week, so we have hijacked the recording equipment. Well, actually, Pastor Eric asked us to fill in for them this week, and he even gave us the topic. Since I'm not a biblical scholar, I'm not so sure about Amy. She may know.
Not really. I just do everything with kids. I have to make it kid literate.
Oh, that's so this is great for kids to listen to this week then.
Sure.
I would think. I don't think they would find it all that entertaining, but it's going to be on a much more simple line and basis than the pastors do, because they're so much more knowledgeable than us. So our topic today is our favorite biblical characters. And Amy, would you like to start?
Sure. Through Kids Club this last year, which is a program we run on Wednesday nights that I run with all the youth, and we did kind of a superhero theme, and I actually learned kind of my new favorite biblical character. She's not talked about a lot in the Bible, but it is actually Noah's wife. And I never really thought about it because there's always the story of Noah and the flood and him building the ark, collecting all the animals, but kind of that background character would be Noah's wife, that she went along with it, that she went along with his crazy ideas. She was faithful in him and still faithful in God. And to me, it's just kind of amazing, even though she's not talked about highly in the book of Genesis at all. But it was one superhero that we talked to the kids with, and how no matter what, she was faithful to her husband, even when times were hard, and she was faithful to God as well. But otherwise, I've learned many other, and I know from talking to Chrissy previously, one of her favorite characters is also probably one of mine that I've learned with the kids too, and that's Mr. Daniel.
Ah, yes, Daniel. And now, remember, we said I didn't know very much about the Bible. But I've read Daniel, probably the only book I've read a few times. I get to the end of it and get a little confused. But the premise of Daniel is that he, to me, he prayed unceasingly a lot. It never ended. And he did it in difficult times. And that's, to me, that's when we need to keep praying and keep faith. But let me give you a little background on Daniel. In the Bible that Pastor Eric has, is called The Message. This print is written so The Message, the Bible that I'm looking at now is written in terms, nowadays terms and words, and very simple to read. And the introduction in here to Daniel talks about the obedience to God in the pressures and stresses of day-by-day living, and trust in God's ways in the large sweep of history are always at risk, but especially in times of suffering and persecution. So again, to be going through all of a tough time and still being able to pray and have faith in God is really important to me and really important to my faith. I don't know if it's hard to do.
It's very hard to do, especially in today's society.
A little bit about Daniel and why it means a lot to me too is, having not really known very much about Daniel, Patti Loveless, the country singer, sings a song called Daniel Prayed. And the very first time I heard that, I was like, oh, I got to check into this, because my son's name is Daniel. I didn't name him that because of Daniel, the book of Daniel, but it's just funny that it's praying without ceasing, and my son's been through a lot in his almost 19 years on earth, and I have prayed through all of those struggles and those times. And but Daniel was, the book of Daniel, he was Jewish nobility carried off to Babylon, and he was chosen to be an advisor to King Nebuchadnezzar. And I think I said that right.
I give you a lot of credit. I sounded good.
Nebuchadnezzar. But he was smart, and they said he was chosen for his intellect and beauty. And along with a couple of his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were advisors. And Daniel came to fame when he interpreted some dreams for the king, Nebuchadnezzar. And so they promoted him to a high position. And there's obviously more detail in there about all this. But so King Nebuchadnezzar had built a statue to be worshipped, and Daniel and his three friends refused to worship this statue. So they threw the three friends into the fire, and they didn't perish. Nope. And there was a fourth man in the fire that even from scripture, it sounds like King Nebuchadnezzar saw the fourth man and was wondering.
According to VeggieTales, it is true too.
So, and what were the names in VeggieTales? Because they were shortened.
Meshach, Gradshack, and Benny, I think it was.
Okay. I remember, I couldn't remember the Benny one, and because I thought it was Shad. I thought it was Rack Shack.
Yeah, Rack Shack and Benny.
Okay, okay.
That's what it is. Okay. And the chocolate bunny.
I didn't watch that one. So.
Oh, it's a good one.
Okay. I have trouble with VeggieTales because they have no hands. And so they'll be like carrying something.
I agree.
And there's no hands. And so that kind of freaks me out a little bit. And Pastor Eric laughs at me because they watch a lot of VeggieTales. And I'm like, I can't watch that. So anyway. So the king had the three friends thrown into the fire, and they didn't perish. The guards that threw them in, they perished. And there was a fourth man in the fire that nobody really saw
just
afterward. It was just
in this brightness too.
And I asked Pastor Jennifer, and she said that possibly the Holy Spirit, God, and you know, yeah, working, and King Nebuchadnezzar knew that as it was happening, that something
this
was bigger,
a higher,
was, right,
yeah,
a higher being saving them. And so moving on, things still become trouble with Daniel. He really does go through a lot. But so now there's King Belshazzar, and this is King Nebuchadnezzar's son. Received a lot of Daniel's, he was on the receiving end of a lot of Daniel's wisdom. And so he promoted Daniel. I'm looking here. He promoted him, and but then King Belshazzar was murdered, and King Darius took over. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, because I'm going by Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. And I'm thinking, then after I'm reading this, I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's who Darius Rucker was named after.
Who knows?
I know. We'll have to find out. We'll Google that later.
Okay.
So anyway, King Darius reorganized his kingdom and the higher-ups, and he appointed lots of governors, and they didn't like Daniel. They tried to find something in Daniel's history to some
get rid of him.
Dirt. Yeah, some dish to get rid of him, and they couldn't find anything.
Gossip, just like today.
I know. It's like, it's just kind of like politics, looking for dish and dirt. And, but they didn't have cell phones to take pictures back then, so he was good.
Darn.
But they couldn't really find anything, so they conspired to trick the king into punishing Daniel. So they got the king to sign a decree saying that there's no praying in the kingdom for 30 days. And King Darius signed it, you know, not really thinking. And then they found Daniel praying, and they conspired. I mean, they knew he prayed, so they knew what they were doing with this. And so they took him to King Darius and said, "We caught him praying. You signed a decree that there was no praying." And King Darius had to act. He had to do something. So he threw him in the lion's den, and Daniel survived. He was saved by an angel sent by God, and who closed the mouths of the lions. The conspirators and their wives and children were thrown into the lion's den. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep. So and King Darius knew at the time that
He really didn't want to do it.
No, and he also knew that Daniel's God would save him. And there's reference in scripture that as he's like closing the lion's den, he's saying, you will be saved. So he King Darius knew. And it's almost like I feel bad for King Darius as he's like, oh man, I signed this decree. Now I've got to follow it. But it's, and he also knew. So, but Daniel's life continues on. He continues, dreams become, well, not become, but he has a lot of dreams and he sees a lot and, you know, a lot of, I mean, he was a prophet, right? So isn't that what he was supposed to do? But, so this, he dealt with a lot, but he still continued to pray and he was even almost persecuted for it, but survived. And so that's kind of the gist of all this is the continuing of praying, even in times of struggle, and that's what gets us through.
I would agree.
Yeah. So, and just the whole, you know, just the whole faith thing, and that Daniel didn't vary from that, and he knew who his God was, and all of us struggle at times with all of this, with faith and praying and struggles, and we have to keep our faith, just as Daniel did. And I hope
even when it's dangerous.
Yeah. And I hope I can...
ultimately, with the rules made, sometimes it is okay to break the rules when you know you are still following the right thing.
Yeah.
Being God, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking on that, and I know we shouldn't... I'm pondering what you just said, and it's like, oh, we're on the radio. We can't ponder. But that's true. It's the faith and having it and keeping it in times of struggle and not... also, not just going to God in times of struggle, but going to Him when things are going good.
Be thankful,
good.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Thankful for the things you've been blessed with and praying on those good things.
Yep. Praise. You
know, sometimes I think that's harder.
I know. Well, we...
because you think of God in the times of struggle that you help me, help me, help me, carry me through this, show me the way. But when you get done, it's like, hey, thanks, God.
Yeah, move on.
But
we're moving on. And
then you
and
try to find the next problem and start praying about that one.
Yeah. And I think so do we need more praise? Should we, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise in prayer instead of just...
prayer.
Prayer in, for guidance.
And begging. I can edit that. So that's our radio show today so far. Do you have anything else to add, Amy, on Daniel or... Noah's wife? Nothing?
I don't think so. You did a great summary of the story of Daniel.
Well, I felt it was a little haphazard, but we don't practice this. So, and I mentioned to Pastor Eric last week, I'm like, yeah, but you have notes in front of you. And he said, I don't have notes, I just have the Bible. And it's like, okay, well, you spent years studying it, and we just get little, you know, snippets here and there. Yeah. So what does that tell us? We need to study.
We need to study the Bible more.
So Pastor Eric will love hearing that. And they're on vacation, and he was looking forward to hearing this sometime this week. So after I get done editing it, we will.
Shopping.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, before we sign off, Amy wanted to find a biblical character that her favorite.
Shopped.
And she thought, who?
I can't find one.
There's no one out there that shopped. Pastor thought that Jezebel would have been a good character if you're looking for somebody that shopped. So maybe next time they go on vacation, you can do Jezebel.
Bible
and shopping. There you go. Well, I think that's it for this week. You'll definitely know that we're amateurs at this by listening. But
thank you for putting up with us and listening to us.
And amateurs too, I think, in our faith. But do we, you know?
Do you ever fully find it?
That's what I was wondering. Do you ever become a pro at it? It's because we're tested all the time.
Therefore, we will leave that question to ponder until next week when Pastor Eric and Jennifer are back and they can discuss. Do you ever truly find your faith?
There you go. Works for us. Thank you for joining us this week. Have a wonderful, blessed week. And... pastors will be back to your delight next week.